Sometimes it's okay to pray for a little more. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Tuesday. Cast your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you. St. Peter said that. It's in the inspired Word of God in the Bible. Remember how I say on Monday that nothing's going to happen to us that we and God together cannot handle? Well, this second statement that I use from St. Peter's first letter, cast your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you, well, that's very, very important to believe that. And that's why we'll pray. You know, every Tuesday, this year I'm dedicating the Tuesday program to prayer. And let's just mention the third reason that I give for why people don't pray. They're embarrassed to say they don't pray. They don't even want to pray. But nonetheless, it's true, or they would, huh? If we want to do something, we'll do it. The third reason why is because people say, I don't see anything happening. Nothing happens when I pray. Well, you got to remember, with God, when nothing seems to be happening, something is happening. So we have to give God the time and the environment and the space and our free will to use us to have an impact on the situation that we're praying about. But always know that God's life is as complicated by love as our life is complicated by love, because God has to respect free will. But if God can't answer a prayer one way, He'll answer it another way. If He can't really affect a change in the person that you're praying for because the person is abusing his or her free will, the grace will come back to you and you'll deal with it. You'll deal with it even more. And better. Always better. With God in your life. Somebody wrote this. I really like this. And I'm going to share this with you before I share the prayer, today's prayer. I dedicate this prayer to my friend who is always by my side and in my heart, who is never far when I am lonely and confused, who always gives peace to my soul when I am troubled and frightened and fearful of the future. I share with him my deepest secrets, my joy, my sorrow, my accomplishments, my shame. He always understands. He never accuses or criticizes, but often suggests a different way of doing things. When he does, He inevitably prepares the way so it is not as impossible as I thought it might be. Over the years, I've learned to trust Him. It was not easy. I thought that in following Him, I would have to give up all the fun in my life. But I found out that He is the source of all joy and adventure, and indeed, He turned my life into a great adventure at a time when I thought it was about to come to an end. I would like to suggest that He could become your friend, too, if you would like Him to be. Do not be afraid. He will respect your freedom and your independence more than anyone you have ever met, because He created you to be free. He just wants more than anything that you will accept Him as your friend. If you do, I can promise you, you will never be alone. Isn't that nice? And of course we know who they're talking about, writing about. Jesus. Jesus says in John's Gospel, chapter 15, I don't call you servants anymore, I call you friends. Why? Because a servant doesn't know the mind of the master, but I've revealed everything to you that my Father has revealed to me. So, here's today's prayer, and it's based on that opening little teaser that I had. Sometimes it's okay to pray for a little more. But you're going to be surprised what the little more is, because usually when you use the phrase, I need a little more, it's money or a little more something. Here's the prayer. Give us, dear Lord, we pray, a little more patience to tolerate those with whom I must live and who are not at all congenial to me. A little more firmness to continue this work which duty demands, but which is repellent to me. A little more humility to remain at the post to which God has led me, but which does not correspond with my dreams and plans. A little more common sense to take people as they are, not as I should like them to be. a little more prudence, not to bother so much about other people's own business. A little more strength to endure that which so suddenly disturbs the soul. A little more cheerfulness, so as not to show I have been hurt. A little more unselfishness in trying to understand the thoughts and feelings of others. And above all, a little more prayer to draw God to my heart and stay close to Him. It's a nice prayer, isn't it? It's a nice prayer. We pray for a little more. A little more patience, firmness, humility, common sense, prudence, strength, cheerfulness, unselfishness, and a little more prayer. Those are the things we should pray for a little more. You know, money doesn't make people happy. Lots of people's lives have been ruined by money. But if you need money, you can pray for it. Pray for more health. Pray for peace in your family. Peace in our world. Protection from terrorists. But nonetheless, what we want to pray for is an increase of those virtues that will make our life more Christ-like. We don't want to be eccentric, we want to be Christocentric, Christ-centered. If we get eccentric, we could be holier than thou. We could be self-righteous. We can be condescending. We can become intolerant of people. Our world doesn't need any more of that, because there's a lot of people walking around who act that way. No, we're talking about a little bit more having the heart of Jesus. Trusting the Father a little bit more, like Jesus came to trust the Father when He said, not my will, but thy will be done. A little more humility. It's hard in the United States to encourage people to be humble, because what's the last four letters in the word American? I-C-A-N. I can. So a lot of people have bought the rhetoric of the motivational speakers that you can do anything that put your mind to it. Well, there's some truth to that, and there's a lot of untruth to that. If you rule God out of your life, you're not going to get the graces you need to accomplish certain things if it's not God's will for you. So we pray a little bit more for unselfishness, right? Well, that's very, very important, because we live in a very selfish world. And with kids only growing up with one or two kids in a family, you know, that invites gross selfishness. We have to teach them to pray to be unselfish. Of course, you know, I'm a wholehearted believer of people praying for more cheerfulness. I mean, actually, my radio show is called Joyful Reflections, and I hope you find most of the reflections joyful. Yeah, we need a sense of cheerfulness. It's, why can we be cheerful when there's so much bad news coming out of the media? Well, we can be cheerful because we know the end of the story. Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. We know that Jesus is with us now. We believe He's going to come again in His glory. And that should make us very, very cheerful. So I do want to encourage you, if you would, to work on these little more things. And praying is a wonderful way to pray. Let me go through the main words again to see which one you need to focus in on and to make it very much part of your daily prayer. A little more patience. A little more firmness. A little more humility. A little more common sense. And boy, that's greatly lacking, even though we call it common sense. A little more prudence. A little more strength. A little more cheerfulness. A little more unselfishness. And finally, a little more time for prayer. Please take time for prayer. If you're too busy to pray, you're too busy. Prayer is the key that unlocks the door to your heart. Prayer is the key that unlocks the door to heaven. We don't change God's mind when we pray. We change our hearts. We place ourselves at God's disposal and says, "Speak, Lord, here I am. Send me, Lord. I've come to do your will." And that takes a lot of act of faith. But see, that's what prayer does. See, prayer primarily is not changing God's mind. It's changing our hearts. Prayer is getting us so in tune with God that we can, above the maddening crowd, hear the whispers of God in our heart, in our conscience. When a person, a man or woman, reaches that point in his or her life, then God begins doing even greater things in and through them because they become single-hearted. They become so much in tune with God that they're able to experience the power of God in so many ways because of the single-heartedness. Okay, here is today's food for thought. It comes from Henry Ward Beecher. He writes, "In this world, it is not what we take up, but what we give up that makes us rich." Okay, a little play on words there, but I think you get it. It's not so much what we take up, what we gather, but what we give up, what we surrender, that makes us rich. If not in the eyes of the world, certainly in the eyes of God. And I'd always rather be richer in the eyes of God than in the eyes of the world, because this world is passing away. Now, who do I want you to pray for today? Okay? I want you to pray for the people who collect our garbage. What a mundane job they have. What a distasteful job they have. What a potentially unhealthy job they have. But they do it. Most of the time they do it with great willingness. And somebody has to do it. You might say, well, I wouldn't be caught dead doing it. Well, maybe you wouldn't. But the fact of the matter is that it becomes very, very important that we keep these people in their prayers, in our prayers, okay? So that God keeps them safe on the road, that God helps them to get rid of all the garbage, the refuse, in a way that's very sanitary and very, very healthy for everyone. God, please bless all refuse collectors. Amen. Now, my small attempt to make you smile or laugh. A judge said to a defendant, "The last time I saw you, I told you I did not want to ever see you again." Well, the defendant answered, "I know, Judge. That's what I told to the policeman, but he didn't believe me." Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me hear from you, okay? I love to hear from my listeners. It's a shot in the arm to know the people who are listening to my program. Send me your prayer intentions. I faithfully take them to prayer. I'll storm heaven with you and for you. We'll be prayer partners. You know, if you can help me keep my hospital open for the very, very poor in Oaxaca, Mexico, I certainly would appreciate a donation from you, no matter what amount. You can make the check out to TASH Inc. TASH Inc. stands for the Anacetar Hospital, named after my mom. And send it to 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And if you use the Internet, you can listen to my programs on the Internet in case you miss one during the course of the week. And my website is very easy. It's Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, Lord, we adore Thee, God of glory, Lord.